Hey guys, this is Dr. Patrice Carter with Breakpoint Coaching LLC, the coach's coach, and I'm so excited to welcome you back to today's episode. Guys, I'm beyond excited because we're talking about something that I think is very important, especially now with the coaching industry shifting or growing, if you will, the way that it is so explosively, and that is the unofficial coach. Now, I did not coin this term. This term was coined by Coach Marcia Bond, who is one of the beautiful coaches, amazing coaches that has recently graduated from Breakpoint Coaching LLC. So shout out to you, Coach Marcia. But when she and I were speaking, the term came up about unofficial coaches. And I thought, wow, what a great topic to explore with our audience, because there are probably tons of people listening or even now operating as life coaches that are unofficial. Now, when I say unofficial, that doesn't mean that you're not legitimate. It just means that what comes up for me is that that person is unofficial because maybe they're not certified or they haven't had formal training as a life coach. But tell me, you know, what comes up for you when you hear the term unofficial life coach? What do you think about? So comment, let me know in the comments in the show notes. That'll be really interesting to hear some of your thoughts. But today I wanted to give you 10 things that I think is important for you to know if you are an unofficial coach. Now, with that, let's start off with a quick word of prayer. We haven't been together in a while, and I just want to make sure we have traveling mercies as we go through this topic together in this conversation. So, Father, right now, in Jesus' name, we come before you to shout hallelujah to the King of Kings and to the Lord of Lords. Thank you for making us thus, because in Jeremiah it says, why or how can the potter the clay say to the potter, why hast thou made me thus? Father, you have called us to be life coaches, whether we're certified or uncertified. And I just want to thank you for that, the opportunity to serve your people through the gift of helps and through the gift of coaching and wisdom. Father, I ask in Jesus' name that you would forgive me and those who will listen from every sin and word, thought, and deed. And Lord, would you bless this conversation to be full of grace and seasoned with salt? Would you open the ears of the hearers, the eyes of the listeners and the watchers and the viewers, and would you give us revelation, wisdom, and understanding about our way forward? God, I speak just a blessing over each coach, official or unofficial, and I prophesy as Mordecai spoke to Esther in chapter 14, verse 4. He said, how do you know that you have not been called to the kingdom, but for such a time as this? So we bless you right now, Lord, and we ask that you bless this technology, and that you would bless the hearers and doers of this word again in Jesus' name to be strengthened for the journey and to be faithful to the word for which you have called them. In Jesus' name, God, let them not be uprooted or upended by the enemy or any calamitous spirit that will convince them that they are not necessary in the earth realm, because they very much are so. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So guys, 10 things that I think is important for you to know if you are an unofficial life coach. Now, the first is seek the Lord, which we've already done, and pray. And I think that that is critical that we start there, because of course, in Thessalonians, the Bible says that man ought to always pray. I believe it's in Thessalonians. I know it's in the New Testament. But in addition to that, one of the things that happened for me when God called me as a coach was that I was sitting at my desk at my full-time job, and I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, you're going to be a life coach. And I didn't know anything about coaching. I had never heard of life coaches, maybe vaguely from a friend of mine who had a life coach, but she was in a more metropolitan area than I was or than I am currently. And I believe it was still something that was kind of popping up and big over in the West Coast and way up on the East Coast, like New York side and California, but not where I am in North Carolina. So with that, I just began to pray and ask God, okay, well, what does that mean? What do I need to do next? I specifically remember asking him, do I need to get certified? And the Spirit of the Lord said, not yet. And so I said, okay. But I asked that because one of my true concerns, my heart concern, although I didn't verbalize it, but I know the Lord knew, why I was asking was, what if I get disqualified? Like I say to someone, I'm a life coach. And then they ask me, why are you certified? Or where'd you get your certification? And I couldn't answer. Then I would feel like an imposter, or I would feel exposed. But God said no, and I trusted that, and I went on. And so I'm happy to share, blessed to share, that I coached unofficially for about 7 years, and I've been coaching now for 13, almost 14 years. So with that, the first thing I suggest is that you seek the Lord and you pray and you ask him what he wants for you as it relates to a certification or formal training. And then you will know that you know that you know. So yes, it's important to ask others because the Bible says there is safety in a multitude of counselors. And of course, to do your homework and see what programs are out there. But Jeremiah 29:11 tells us that the Lord says, "For I know the thoughts I think towards you, thoughts of good, not of evil, and I have plans to prosper you and not to harm you, and that you have a future and a hope and expected end." To paraphrase, so God has the plan. So go to the master planner. Two is accept yourself, because I shared that subconsciously my concern was I could end up being disqualified and therefore embarrassed and shut down, and that would be horrible and devastating. And so the worst thing I could do is not accept myself. So when God said, "Patrice, you are a coach," my husband had already said it to me in the natural sense because he had made a business card for me. And it was a beautiful picture because he's a photographer. Shout out to Dalton Carter, my love. And on the card, it had a picture of myself that he had taken. And it said, "Minister, speaker, life coach, and author." And I said, "I don't see myself as a life coach." And he said, "Well, I do." Because I was that person that people always told their stuff to. And he just saw that. And so he saw it well in advance of its manifestation here in the earth realm. And so I had to accept that that was who God was calling me to be. So then when the Spirit of God said it, I accepted that that was who I was, even though I didn't fully know what it meant. But the worst thing I feel that we can do personally and professionally is self-denial and self-sabotage, because if we don't accept who we are, who God is calling us to be, then we operate from a place of defeat. And it's hard to lean into that and be successful because we don't fully receive. I hope that makes sense. The third thing is get social proof. Now, these may be somewhat out of order, so I encourage and challenge you to take the show notes and to reorganize them and go in the order that they make sense to you. But I'm giving them to you. This is hot off the press. The Holy Spirit downloaded this to me this morning. So the third thing is to get social proof. And what I mean by social proof is if you are an unofficial life coach, meaning that you don't have formal certification or training, but you are working with clients and those clients are having successful outcomes, then you need to get proof of that. So that can be by way of testimonials, client videos. They can fill out a post-coaching survey, a post-coaching questionnaire, and or a pre-coaching questionnaire and a post-coaching questionnaire. So then you can see the work that you've accomplished together. And then you put that on your website. You ask them to do a video for you that you can post on your social media. So that's how you get social proof. So again, that lends itself to qualification. So you're qualified because you're doing the work and you're helping people to reach their goals and to meet the goals and things that they paid you for and invested in you to help them do. So social proof is huge. Number four is to have a model or use a model. Now, what I mean by that is I believe that any coaching program that's worth its salt teaches a specific model of coaching. So with that, one example of a model of coaching is the GROW coaching model. Another model of coaching would be a change model, transformation models. So I think it's really important that you find a model that works for you. Here at Breakpoint, we use a model that is Christ-centered and faith-based because that's what we stand for. We certify, equip, and train Christian life coaches. So with that model, the model I think is incredibly important for you as an unofficial coach or any coach really, because it gives you a path to follow by which you will take your client through that model every time you meet. And so it creates constancy, it creates consistency, it creates familiarity for you as a coach, and it will help you to gain confidence and to have a clear path. So think about the model that you want to coach with and begin to perfect that. I think there's a book, if I'm not mistaken, by a gentleman named Malcolm Gladwell. And he talks about the fact that in order to master something, you need about 10,000 hours in it. So I want you to know that regardless of where you are right now in your coaching journey as a life coach, as a business owner, whether you're a new coach or an OG coach or in the middle somewhere, that you are becoming a master. And so I believe that model will help you to master coaching, master the skill of coaching, and will bless you. All right. So number five is seek the mentorship of an older coach or a more seasoned coach. And the reason I say that is because I just think it's again, super important. When God called me, one of the things that he did in addition to confirming the call or affirming the call was he raised up a mentor. So I had a mentor who coached me. She herself was a seasoned coach. She was also a licensed counseling social worker and a minister, and she was amazing. She was older than I was in the natural as well. And she took me under her wing and she mentored me for about a year and a half as a new coach. So remember, God told me that I didn't need to get certified right then, but he raised up someone to walk with me, and it was invaluable. So what she did was she gave me all of her coaching resources. She gave me her coaching contract. She told me what books to get, what books to read that she recommended. And one of them is The Christian Coach by Gary Collins, Christian Coaching by Dr. Gary Collins. And I'll put that in the show note. I've shared it in other videos. It's an excellent resource for any Christian life coach. Now, if you're not Christian focused or faith-based, there are other books that you can check out. But that's the book that she recommended to me. And she gave me forms and things of that nature that we use still to this day in Breakpoint. And her mentorship was invaluable to me. So I think that is highly important. Because again, it lends itself to confidence. And then not only that, you don't feel like you're out here alone and you're not unsanctioned or unsupervised. You're not a rogue coach, which you're not anyway, but I just feel like there's safety in that multitude there. So six is to get training as a certified Christian life coach, as a certified life coach, or take classes in coaching or in the genre or area of coaching that you're interested in. Now, it was, I think, around year six or seven, the Lord laid it on my heart that I needed to get certified. And so I did that. I became a certified Christian life coach. And then in that same season, he had me launch Breakpoint. So through our company, we certify and train Christian life coaches, and we teach them the skill of coaching. And not only do they have the skill of coaching by the time they graduate, we also help them to formally establish their coaching business. So not only do we raise up coaches, we raise up coach businesses, coaching businesses, and marketplace ministers. So with that, you want to start looking at some training and or classes. So if you're interested in learning more about us, you can find out more in the show notes, but you can reach me at drpatricecarter.com. That's where you can go to find out about our coaching programs, but also the Light University, and I'll put that in the show notes, has continuing education classes for coaches. And I've taken classes through sexual trauma coaching, for grief coaching. So if you just want to start getting your feet wet, I think that is an excellent place to start. The next thing, that's number six, is number seven is don't self-sabotage. And when I say don't self-sabotage, when you start working with a client, or if you're being interviewed or you're pitching to a new potential client, someone who wants to hire you as a coach, don't undermine yourself by saying, well, I've never worked with a client, or I'm not certified, or I don't have this, or I don't have that. They don't need you to testify to what you don't have, because what you do have, if the Lord has called you, is a desire to help people, and you can't put a price on that. Also, something that my old pastor, shout out to Bishop Viora Davis, used to say is, she says, you have heart knocks and theology, heart knocks and theology. And when you have had heart knocks and theology, you are well equipped to coach people around the very thing that you have been delivered from, that you have been healed from, that you have been set free from. And so with that, you want to operate from the standpoint of what you possess, not what you lack. So don't self-sabotage in your conversations with potential clients or when you're around other coaches. You're not less than because you're not licensed or you're not certified or you're not trained. You're where you are. And that is perfect, because if God wants you to be somewhere different, he'll take you there. Number eight is to be informed about the coaching industry and about trends. And so I think that's super important, because any industry that we're a part of or anything that we do professionally, we should know what's going on in that industry. So whether you're licensed, untrained, trained, et cetera, you should know what's happening within the coaching industry and know the trends that are coming up. So right now, one of the huge trends is in coach certification training, is in AI, is in mobile coaching and ways, and gaming, ways to use gaming and coaching and text coaching, that type of thing. That hasn't happened per se in some of the circles I'm walking in, but some of the articles I've read is those are some of the trends that are being discussed and considered. And coaching is international. Coaching is in Africa. It's in India. It's in these emerging economies and countries. So the playing field is just wide. Yes, the United States has tons of coaches, but there are some people that need help, and every coach can't serve everybody. We have to serve those that he's called us to. So there is room for you. The other thing, number nine, is to reinvest in yourself, to reinvest in coaching training, or invest in coaching training. And not only about getting the training by taking classes, but consider getting trained as a certified life coach or a certified Christian life coach, because it's worth it. And if you already are a certified life coach or a certified Christian life coach or trained, I say reinvest in yourself by getting additional training, because we want to always be learning and always growing. And the Bible tells it what's taking it from glory to glory. So I'm a lifelong learner. I love learning different techniques and tools. So one of the things that I'm doing here at Breakpoint to that end is I'm now mentoring other coaches who want to have their own signature coaching program. So if you're a coach and you've developed your own model, or you have your own secret sauce and you want to start doing coach certification training, but you don't know where to start, I mentor other coaches to do that. In addition, we've just recently reinvested by developing some group courses, mini group classes, and we have staff. So I've invested by hiring staff. Shout out to my amazing Breakpoint coaching staff. I love them so much. They're amazing. And they help me. They're helping me to expand this vision and to grow the vineyard that God has called me to. So with that, be willing to reinvest and invest in yourself and in your coaching practice and your coaching business. And then number 10, be consistent. Keep going. Don't stand still. Don't slow down. Don't slow up. And that doesn't mean you can't take a break when you're tired or whatever, but don't quit. Just take a knee, catch your breath, get some water, which is the Holy Spirit, and get right back in it. So with that, when you're unofficial, and I have to say in coaching period, sometimes we can feel like an island unto ourselves. Sometimes I feel very isolated, but now that I have a team and I have other coaches that I walk with, I have professionals around me that I can use as a sounding board. But when I was first starting off, I felt very alone. And so with that, I suggest, I think this is going to be a bonus tip, is to get into a coaching community where you're celebrated, supported, encouraged, and equipped. And you can share resources. So 11 would be get a community, find a community. Clubhouse is excellent for that. YouTube is great for that. Social media is great for that. They're lifting some of the COVID protocols, so maybe some networking opportunities in your town or cities close by if you're open to travel. But guys, that's been it. Today, we've talked about the unofficial coach and 10 things I think you need to know. So again, just to recap, number one is seek the Lord and pray. Find out what he has for you. Number two is accept yourself. Three is get social proof. Four, have a model that you use. Five, seek the mentorship of an older or seasoned coach. Six, get training as a certified life coach or a certified Christian life coach through Breakpoint Coaching LLC. That is a cheap plug. Seven, don't self-sabotage. Eight, be informed about the coaching industry. Be an expert of your industry. Nine, reinvest in yourself and in your coaching practice and your coaching desires, your desired goals and end state. 10, be consistent, keep going, don't stand still. And 11, find a supportive community of coaches that you can connect with. So guys, I hope this has been helpful. Let me hear your comments. Share comments below in the notes or in the comment section, and let me know if this was helpful to you at all, or if I can be of assistance in any way. So I look forward to hearing from you, and God bless you. And I will see you for our next topic, which you totally don't want to miss. Okay, God bless you guys, and I'll see you soon.